Closed Door Entertainment presents A Christmas Carol at the Tivoli Theater Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, November 23rd through the 25th. I spoke with some of the performers, including Grace Kling, to find out what's new with an old tale. So it looks like we're going to be entertained by A Christmas Carol the weekend after Thanksgiving. It's like once the turkey's put away, it's automatically time for Christmas, and A Christmas Carol is so much a part of Christmas. Why did Closed Door Entertainment decide to do this holiday classic this year?
Well, you know, it's been done so many times, and you've got the stage version, you've seen it on TV, they've done Hallmark versions, Kelsey Grammer, you've got the cartoon version, the Disney version, and they're all spins on Charles Dickens' classic tale. We've taken this classic story, and this is actually written by Alan Menken, he did all those classic Disney films, and we've turned it into something of our own, and it's been really enjoyable. We wanted to give the community a holiday classic they could enjoy right after Thanksgiving.
What's your role in this?
I play Scrooge's mother, as well as various other ensemble characters.
14-year-old Daniel Moore has been involved in community theater for more than half of his life.
I play young Scrooge and other various roles.
So just about everyone in the cast plays multiple roles.
We have a great core group of actors and volunteers, people that just want to give back to the community their artistic talents. We've got a small cast of about 25, and of course our Scrooge over here, he just gets to play Scrooge the whole time in his pajamas.
Jim Moore plays the character of Scrooge. Apparently his son Daniel got him involved in theater.
I'm a musician, so I spent a lot of time on stage in earlier years playing in rock bands and bluegrass bands. So I'd been on the stage in that capacity, but it wasn't until Daniel had been in a couple of plays and urged me at one point for a production that needed some adult roles to audition, and I did, and I'm very thankful for it. It's an outlet that's unlike anything else.
Well, and you also get quality time with your son.
You know, that's something that I love about community theater for children's sake is that, you know, not everybody wants to spend every weekend at the ballpark chasing baseballs or playing football or soccer. Those things are wonderful, but what I've learned about community theater, and I played sports as a child, but the team building aspect is just as prevalent, if not more so, in community theater.
A production like this, I've seen it done with very minimal sets, and I've also seen it done with some outrageous sets. Which way are you going?
Well, we have fantastic artistic directors. David Rial does the most beautiful backdrops I've ever seen. And so we've got, you know, great town scenes. We've got this giant, kind of old, rustic-looking Cratchit house so far. It's been really fun to work on with the sets and then without the sets. And we have, actually, for our courtroom scene last year, we did To Kill a Mockingbird. So we're using the Macomb County courtroom scene.
When you put together a production like this, you've got to kind of think, is the audience going to be sitting there thinking the story is stale?
Yeah.
How are you making it fresh?
The book is fantastic. I mean, I was forced to read this in high school, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, really? I have to read Charles Dickens. And when I read it, it was really entertaining, and we've taken twists on the ghosts. We have this young, sprightly, gorgeous girl named Maddie Brashear singing this beautiful song to Scrooge as she takes him to his past. She's doing this wonderful dancing, and then we have Christmas Present, which, of course, is always this jolly, large man, and I'm telling you, this guy could eat me. I mean, this guy is huge, and he is so much fun and jovial, and he just gets Scrooge on his feet, gets him dancing. You will constantly be entertained.
Watching me dance is has to be entertaining.
It's worth the ticket, I'm telling you.
So what are the dates and times of the performances?
It is Thanksgiving weekend, so on Black Friday, when you're really tired and you've hit the mall, grab your kids and go see a show. It's 7:30 at the Tivoli Theater, Saturday as well, 7:30, and then a 2 o'clock matinee on Sunday.
The performance provides some choice moments for this father and son acting duo.
As Jonathan, which is the name of the boy who buys the prize turkey for Scrooge at the end, near the beginning, he's walking around with his collection cup trying to get change. He stops on the streets and sings to Scrooge, wanting money, and when Scrooge denies him and tells him to shut up, he kicks him and runs away. And then, as another character, when I'm a ghost, there's a lot of pushing around and dragging Scrooge.
So we all get to have our turn, you know, pushing him around, but it's really cute to see father-son interaction on stage, and I think the audience will really enjoy that.
A Christmas Carol, based on the novella by Charles Dickens and presented by Closed Door Entertainment, will be performed downtown Chattanooga at the Tivoli Theater Friday, November 23rd, and Saturday, November 24th at 7:30 p.m. There's also a matinee performance at 2 p.m. on Sunday, November 25th. Follow the links on the Around and About blog at wutc.org for more details. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.